With help from the U.S. Agriculture Department, the community of Kaufman Cove has formed its own port authority to try to revive the northern ferry route out of Prince of Wales Island, given up by the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. Tony Gorman, a member station KSTK, tells us more from Wrangell.
The Kaufman Cove-based North End Port Authority is hoping to have the Rainforest Islands ferry up and running by next spring. The service would serve Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Mitkoff Island near Petersburg. Kent Miller is the managing member of the Alaska Sea Roads LLC and a private consultant for the North End Port Authority. Miller says the schedules would not conflict with the Alaska Marine Highway System. The route's vessels would be smaller than the Inter Island Ferry Authority's Prince of Wales and the Stikeen.
It operates with a crew of three and substantially less fuel cost than the Prince of Wales and Stikeen. So it enables it to operate out of the fare box with a reasonable forecast of traffic.
Miller says the authority already has a lease purchase in hand for the vessel. The route is aimed to provide service to the three communities that was once served by the IFA. The IFA began its northern route in 2006 with four sailings a week. It was eventually reduced to 3 days a week. The route was shut down in 2009 due to low ridership and loss of revenue. Last year, the IFA turned to the state for funding with no success. Miller says the North End Port Authority has applied for a loan through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program and financing from GE Government Finance.
We have, with the lease purchase of the vessel proposed by GE Government Finance, about two-thirds of the necessary funding.
Miller says he expects a decision on a preliminary commitment from the USDA by the end of this month. Funding to reopen the route has been an issue between the North End Port Authority and the IFA. According to a document obtained from the City of Kaufman Cove's website, the IFA has a number of active requests for funding to reopen the route. This caused a conflict of interest between the IFA and board member Elaine Price. Elaine Price, who serves on the Kaufman Cove City Council, also represents the North End Port Authority. Recently, she requested a $150,000 appropriation in federal funding to operate the marine vessel Susitna out of Kaufman Cove, thus establishing the Port Authority. This prompted IFA Board Chairman Dennis Watson to deny Price access to the IFA's financial records and other information. She is also not allowed to participate in board discussions or vote on the issue. KSTK's calls seeking comments from the IFA board members and other representatives were not returned. Overall, Miller says the ferry is expected to do well financially.
The whole operation will run on an annual cash flow of a bit over $1 million. Approximately $1.2 million in annual revenues will suffice to pay the operating costs and return a approximately break-even financial result.
Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.